The University of Arkansas has just completed its first year of a new autism intervention education program. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the curriculum is part of a statewide initiative to assist children and families dealing with autism spectrum disorders.
One out of every 65 children under the age of 8 in Arkansas, perhaps even several on this school playground, have an autism spectrum disorder. In 2000, the Centers for Disease Control began to track the prevalence of autism in the U.S., citing one in every 150 children were autistic. So the incidence has more than doubled because more parents and educators are spotting and reporting kids in trouble, says University of Arkansas Associate Professor Peggy Schaefer-Whitby.
Well, that's a significant increase in the numbers. It is very similar to the national numbers. Our national numbers are 1 in 68.
Peggy Schaefer-Whitby is Arkansas's ACT Early Ambassador for the Centers for Disease Control's Learn the Signs, educating parents, healthcare professionals, and educators in Arkansas to recognize and act on early warning signs of autism and other developmental disabilities. She's collaborating with pediatricians, professors, and researchers with UAMS's Arkansas Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Program in Little Rock.
The Learn the Signs Act Early State team is part of the Center for Disease Control's national project, in which we distribute materials across the state on understanding developmental milestones and developmental screenings. It is our mission to have all children screened for developmental disabilities in the state.
As toddlers, several times, her team reaches out to early childhood institutions like Head Start and WIC. But Dr. Peggy Schaefer-Whitby is also preparing teachers and therapists to work with children.
So we have developed several different programs. The first is a graduate certificate in autism spectrum disorders. This graduate certificate is geared towards the classroom teacher. It is a 5-course sequence in which classroom teachers learn how to work with children with autism and set up their classrooms and use evidence-based practices for children with autism. The ASD graduate certificate can be embedded into a master's degree, or it can be taken as a standalone graduate certificate. It can also be embedded into a PhD program as well.
And she's launched a new university course in applied behavioral analysis.
So, for example, I may be working on a requesting. I want a child to request the items that they prefer. And so in a typical environment, a child with autism may just grab someone's hand and take them over to it to get them, or they might throw a tantrum to tell them that they need something or want something. So I'm going to arrange the environment so that the child has to interact with me, do a certain behavior to get the item, and then I'm going to reinforce the child for doing that behavior with the item that they want. So it very much increases their motivation.
Children with autism tend to isolate into their own interests and are not typically wired to read facial expressions and learn social cues. Symptoms appear at birth to early childhood and include mild to severe social, communication, and behavioral challenges, as well as repetitive behaviors.
Autism, really, it's a different way of thinking. And there's many strengths that these kids have as well. And so in ABA, we try to utilize those strengths while we're remediating these weaknesses. The nice thing about ABA is we do very intensive assessments of the child's skills across multiple domains. And so when we begin teaching, we're able to meet the child exactly where they're at.
Associated treatments may also include speech and physical therapy as well as medications. The CDC says the earlier the intervention, the better, up until age 3 is best to increase language skills, school performance, as well as social interactive skills. University of Arkansas ABA grad students must complete 1,500 hours of practical work under the supervision of a certified analyst, of which there are only 24 in Arkansas.
So in order to kind of ease that supervision requirement on campus, we've also created an applied behavior analysis research and family service clinic. So our students, if they're local, can come and do their practicum work, do an intense practicum experience on campus with us.
That clinic both creates behavior analysts as well as meets the needs of the community.
Our ABA clinic is for children with autism. We're currently serving children ages 5 through 12. At this time, it's at no cost to families. And our mission is to serve the underserved child. So our goal is to serve children who do not have services otherwise.
A remarkable asset, especially for low-income families coping with autism. The clinic is based at the UA's Old Speech Pathology Center. This coming year, it will accept more children from the community. Behavioral analysis for preschool children can be expensive if paid for out of pocket. In late 2011, the state offered a new autism Medicaid waiver for a limited number of eligible children to receive intensive therapy services. By law, Arkansas state employee, large and small group plans must pay for it, but individual plans do not. Applied behavioral analysis was listed as an essential health benefit under the new Affordable Care Act, but was later removed. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says it will consider setting a national new standard in 2016. But if secured early on, behavioral therapy can be remarkably effective, says Dr. Peggy Schaefer-Whitby.
Catherine Lord has been doing research out of Michigan, and she just released an article where she's kind of looking at a longitudinal study of kids. And her research is suggesting that about one-third of kids on the autism spectrum have really good outcomes. About one-third have pretty good outcomes. And there's still about one-third of kids that aren't making the outcomes that we would like to see. And that is all of the children in her study received ABA therapy. So that's controlling for ABA therapy. So there still continues to be some of these variables that contribute to outcome that we are not aware of yet. And so there is a lot of research that needs to be continued.
80 private and public colleges in 28 states offer autism behavioral analysis certification. But the University of Arkansas program is the first in Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can find the Arkansas Autism Resource and Outreach Center at aaroc.org.